raindrops fall, and the beauty of it all is when the sun comes shining through to make those rainbows in my mind. When I think of you sometime, and I want to spend some time with you, just the two of us. We can make it if we try.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. My guest is Robert Miranda from Platt. And you know, Robert, we can't let this go so long before we have you back on, because this $79 million that everybody's been trumpeting and saying, see, you know, the governor put this money in, and we're going to be able to move faster with this, and then people can say, well, they're working on it.
We can't let that be the narrative. I'll just tell people, look, if you think this is going to do the trick, all you need to do is take a look at what they did in Newark, and if Newark can do what they did. And that's a city with a budget of about, almost $1 billion. And the city of Milwaukee budget is, about $1.4 billion.
Right.
So the bottom line is, why is it that the city of Newark, New Jersey, can remove 22,000 pipes in 2 years, and we're over here talking about struggling with 1,100 pipes a year? That's nonsense. That's ridiculous. And that just shows poor leadership, lack of courage, lack of will, and really, they just don't give a damn about black and brown people in the city.
You know, Robert, I go back to a couple of years ago when you and I had a conversation on air, and you said, we've got a plan. There was, at the time, there was a lack of work and opportunities for people to get decent paying jobs. And you kind of led the fight in saying, listen, we can create great paying jobs and kill two birds with one stone and improve or escalate the amount of lead pipes that we can remove. And you kind of show where this made sense. What happened to that?
Well, what happened to it is, now that they got the $79 million, now they're trying to steal that idea and say we can do it.
That's yeah, well.
But see, I'm not putting faith in them doing it the way I said that we need to be done. I think we just going to see maybe 10% of what I said need to be done being done, so they can point at it and say, look, we're doing the best we can. It's just the same old You know, and they'll keep and the community leaders and all the cherry picked activists that they work with will echo and mimic what they say, and everybody will say, okay, it must be rolling, you know. But you know, again, we said about five, six years ago that our goal back then was to remove 1,000 pipes a year. In the last 5 or 6 years, we met that goal only one time. One time. Now they're saying our goal is to remove 1,100 pipes a year. And this money that they're getting from the feds now probably will be lasting another 4 or 5 years. I would be surprised if they meet that 1,100 goal every year. Well, and even if they don't meet it, you're going to have people out in the community who are working with them, the partners, city partners they have, who are going to be out there saying, but the city's doing the best it can. You know, as long as the city's paying these people off, you're going to see a lot more people out there saying the city's doing the best they can, drowning my voice.
You know, Robert, when you talk about 1,100 a year, even if they met that goal, how many years are we talking?
We're talking almost 60 years before we get to the top of the ground.
Man, you know,
it's ridiculous. I mean, this is how pathetic the mentality of leadership has become. You are settling for the continuation of generations and generations to be poisoned on $1,100 a year, and you're happy?
You
are a pathetic.
You know, Robert, I constantly talk about our government, and there are people who don't like the fact that I talk about our government and our government leadership, locally, nationally, you know. And when you know that this kind of thing is going on in this country, and this is in Washington, D.C., this is Congress, the Senate, you know, all the way to the White House, because Kamala Harris was here, so it's all the way up to the White House. They are aware of all of this. They know what's going on, and yet they'll say we can continue to spend almost $1 trillion on military. But we can't afford to pay for that, you know.
So, again, the priorities need to be refocused, and resources need to be targeted to the most important areas of need. And public health is a very needy, important area that needs to be funded properly, because without it, we're going to see continued increases of crime in our community. We're going to see the deterioration of the workforce that our economy relies on. We're going to continue to see the deterioration of our community because no one out there has the conscience or has the behavior to respect and treat the community and their own neighborhood the way it should be respected and treated. You don't do something about the priorities of the budget of the city right now, we're going to continue to see the decline of the city in the next couple of years.
And so, Robert, before we get out of here, is it safe to say that, you know, we're talking about poisoning children, but adults are poisoned also, right?
Oh, yeah, no. The adults are being poisoned very much. And Dr. Lamphere has many studies that show how lead is poisoning adults. And especially, he just released a study 2 years ago about a 30-year study they did that shows that lead is directly causing heart problems in many adults in our community, in the country.
So, Robert, when you go to a doctor's appointment, they take blood, they don't automatically check for lead, do they?
No, they do not. You've got to ask them for it. You've got to ask them to do a lead test. And if your lead blood level comes back more than 3.5 milligrams per deciliter, you got problems. Anything higher than that, you got problems. It should be zero. But the CDC, in its infinite wisdom, said, well, let's just go ahead and bring it to 3.5. And mind you, when we first started this fight about 6 years ago, the CDC said that the lead level was okay at 10. In 6 years, it went down to 3.5. We're hoping to see it go down to zero here in the next year or so.
You know, Robert, you I don't remember knowingly eating some lead, right? I mean, you got lead in your system. The question should be, where did it come from? Okay,
exactly.
They stopped the leaded gas, right? Because they knew that was an issue.
Right.
So they really.
And I don't think you, as an adult, are crawling on the floor sniffing lead dust.
No.
And I don't think you're standing by a windowsill biting on the window ledge that has lead. So, you know, as an adult, if you've got lead in your body, it's over the recommended dosage that you should have, you are drinking lead water, my friend.
Yeah, and so last thing before we run, what happened to all the filters that Milwaukee was giving that to address the issue? Are they still doing that? Are they still doing that?
Again, that goes to the argument that I made about the lack of information and informing the community about these things. And so people, until they call or until they want to know, they'll find out. But there's no automatic information being sent to folks about having filters being granted to them. The city still does it. The city does have community partners, SDC and 16th Street, that help them with the distribution of filters, but they do not voluntarily inform the city residents as a whole where to go to get one. And so that needs to improve.
Hey, Robert, man, thank you very much as always, man. We can't let it be this long, and I'll make sure on my side of the equation that I reach out to you at least once a month to keep us informed on where we are.
Sounds good, Earl.
Take all right, thank you as always, my friend. That's Robert Miranda, just a soldier, man, in the battle. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
We look for love, no time for tears. Wasted water's all that is, and it don't make no flowers grow. Good things might come to those who wait, but not for those who wait too late. We gotta go for all.